Thank you. Chances not introducing him. It's good to be back, and I'm happy to be the finale for you of the concert season. So I don't know if that means anything more than the first person, but hey, I'll take it. I'll keep telling myself that Anne saved me for last.
Pouring rain, WC handy, Won't you look down over me? Yeah, I got a first class ticket. Life is blue as a boy can be. I was walking in Memphis, walking with my feet 10 feet off the beam. Walking in Memphis. Do I really feel the way I feel? So the ghost of Elvis on Union Avenue followed him up to the gates of Graceland. And I watched him walk right through. Now security, they did not see him. They just huddled round his tomb. Cause there's a pretty little thing waiting for the king down in the jungle room. And I was walking in Memphis, walking with my feet 10 feet off the beam. Walking in Memphis. But do I really feel the way I feel? They've got catfish on the table. They've got gospel in the air. And Reverend Green, we're glad to see you when you haven't got a prayer. Boy, you've got a prayer in Memphis. Muriel plays piano every Friday at the Hollywood. And they brought me down to see her. They asked me if I would do a little number. So I sang with all my might. She said, tell me, are you a Christian child? I said, ma'am, I am tonight. And I was walking in Memphis, walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis. But do I really feel the way I feel? Whoa. Walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis. But do I really feel the way I feel? Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touchdown in the land of the Delta Blues, the middle of the pouring rain. Touchdown in the land of the Delta Blues, the middle of the pouring rain.
From Goshen, Indiana, and a nice little Mennonite community. Little Goshenites around here. I usually at one point tell people that, actually tomorrow I've been married for 21 years to my lovely wife, Donna. So this 21 years goes by really fast, and I know everybody told me, you know, it'll go fast, especially with your kids growing up and that kind of thing. And it really does. I have, I can't believe it's been 21 years. I still think I'm 27, but I guess the older you get, the more you think you're young, right? Yeah? Okay. I do have 7 children. I thought I'd just throw that out there. I normally tell people, you know, because I usually get a couple gasps or, oh my gosh, kind of a thing. And I said, oh, don't worry. They came one at a time. We're not cats. We didn't have a litter. And then suddenly, boom, 7 kids. And they come one at a time, and they just kind of sneak up on you. And before you know it, you got 7. and then once you figure out what's causing it, then you move, you get a water filter or something. So that's what we did. We moved out of Illinois because, man, that water's just extra fertile or something. This next song I'm going to do is an original piece of mine. And I wrote this out of not really heartbreak, but let's say I'm amazed at the strength of the human nature. And no matter how hard the wind blows or no matter how hot the fire gets, we are very tenacious. And a lot of times we feel like we're broken, but we're not bent low. This is a song called Bent But Never Broken. When you get all the cicadas to play along with. I know sometimes, I don't want to, say that, that birds sing when I play. I don't want to quite make it sound like that, but a lot of times when I go in the backyard and I start playing, the birds start singing along, and then when I stop, they'll get really quiet, and I'll hit a few notes, and they'll start singing again. I haven't quite figured out if they're telling me to shut up or not. But. So, almost a year ago today, I went into my backyard. No, 2 years ago today, I went into my backyard and played this song, Tears for Fears, Everybody Wants to Rule the World, and did it on Facebook Live, and it went viral. It's now at like 103 million views or something like that. And there's like 7 years of history to that song, and having all of it go viral and that kind of thing, getting so many views and so much attention and stuff like that. So I won't bore you with the 7 years of history, but it's all I know is that when we're sometimes at our lowest and we're about to quit, something big happens. And a lot of times we quit ourselves right out of success. And so if you just like hung on for one more day or one more week or one more month or one more year, something would have happened and you would have realized something a little bit bigger, and there was something bigger in store for you. So that's just my little encouragement. Keep going, because I was just about ready to quit, because I just didn't have any more energy to put towards making a musical career or anything like that. Boy, those guys are getting really loud. I think they're told me to stop talking, so here we go. So before I go into the next couple songs, I know we're in almost central Ohio. The hammer dulcimer is more prevalent here than it is in most parts of the country. So we're kind of slow. Does anybody have any questions about the hammer dulcimer? I just, no? Alright. Well, if you do, just raise your hand at any moment, but you'll have to wait until I'm between songs, because otherwise I'll be ignoring you, because I can't look up and play at the same time. There are some really good things happening on social media. Amidst all the biting and gnashing of teeth. This friend of mine, I just got to play this song for her last Saturday, posted something on Facebook that inspired a song, and I never paid attention. I can't think of the word for people that take care of flowers and gardens. Anyway. Yeah, that's too big. I don't pay attention to flowers, is basically what I'm saying. Gardener will work. So anyway, she posted this picture of a little tiny flower about this tall. And it was this beautiful yellow and green, just vibrant. And there was snow around it on the ground. And I think that the crocus is probably the first spring, the first flower of spring. And when I first saw that picture, my first thought was, what a tenacious little bugger. It works so hard to stay active and alive down in that cold ground in the Indiana winter, and the first hint of spring, it pushed its way up and weaseled its way through the ground to give us this glorious picture of hope that their winter in Indiana and the Midwest will not last forever. Thank God. And it just reminded me, as I started penning this song, I was so struck again by the tenacity that was placed in us by our Creator as a human race. And I just wanted to encourage you again, no matter how dark or cold the nights get, there's always a seed of hope way down deep. Yet at the first sight of spring and sunshine and light at the end of the tunnel, however you want to put it, our spirit rises and we push up and we become another beautiful flower after we thought we were dead and gone. So I decided the crocus needed a song. So I wrote this one. It's called The March of the Crocus. Thank you. Saints and children, we are gathered here to hear the sacred story, and I'm glad to bring it to you with my best friend in heaven. Well, I know the thirsty listen, and down to the waters come, and the holy King of Israel owes me in America. And if you listen to my songs, I hope you hear the water flowing. Hope you feel the oceans crashing off the coast of North New England. Wish I could be there just to see it. Two summers past I was, and the holy King of Israel loves me here in America. And if I were a painter, I do not know which I'd paint. The calling of the ancient stars or assembling of the saints. There's so much beauty around us for just two eyes to see. But everywhere I go, I'm looking. Once I went to Appalachia, for my father, he was born there. And I saw the mountains waking with the innocence of children. And my soul is still there with them, wrapped in the songs they brought. And the holy King of Israel loves me here in America. And I've seen by the highways on a million exit ramps, two-legged memorials to the laws of happenstance, waiting for four-wheeled messiahs to take them home again. 'Cause I am home anywhere if you are where I am. And if you listen to my songs, I hope you hear the water falling. Hope you feel the oceans crashing off the coast of North New England. Wish I could be there just to see it. Two summers past I was, and the holy King of Israel loves me here in America. I enjoy about living in Indiana is it's fairly flat, especially where I'm at. And you can see storms coming for miles. So we don't go inside until we see a funnel cloud. Anyway, that's the way I grew up, and so I'm training all my children to do that too. Much to the chagrin of my wife. This particular storm that was coming in, I was over at my in-laws at the time, and I was in their library, and they have this big picture window facing the west, and so this really nasty thunderhead-looking thing coming in from the west, and it was just, you know, the lightning, before you could even hear the thunder kind of a thing. It was a light show, and the sun was setting behind it and all that, and as I was tuning my instrument, it started to rain one big drop at a time, and the thunder clapped and everything like that, and the lightning shone, and I started playing along with the storm, so thankfully it's not doing that now, but this is simply called Storm. Time for a couple more? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so I'm going to try a new one on you. I just played this for the first time out in public last Saturday, so we'll see how this goes.
Get a job.
That's just the way it is. Some things never change. That's just the way it is. Don't you believe it? Said, hey little boy, now you can't go where the others go. You don't look like they do. Said, hey old man, how can you stand to think that way? Did you really think about it before you made the rules? He says, son, that's just the way it is. Some things will never change. That's just the way it is. Don't you believe it?
It's always good to be back in Findlay, and this is a wonderful place to play. You have your own amphitheater here. It's phenomenal. And y'all are just an absolute joy to play for. So how many were here last time I was here? Oh, my. And you came back. That's worth a celebration. Well, thank you so much. I can't remember the name of the radio station, but thanks to the radio station.
I'm sorry,
WFIN. WFIN. And Dan, thanks for running sound again. Appreciate it. Thank you guys for coming out. I got one more song to play for you. I do have some CDs, hats, t-shirts, can coolers, that kind of stuff over here if you want to stop in and grab one on your way home. This last song is an original piece that I wrote after while I was listening to my children scream. So, this is a true story. They were we had like one of those instantaneous downpours at our house, and so we have a bunch of animals, cats in particular, and they're outdoor cats, and so they had taken refuge under the van, and they were perfectly dry and safe from the storm, but they needed rescuing, and rain needed playing in. So My three little ones were out there just hollering and screaming and rescuing the cats, running back and forth from the porch to the van and back again, rescuing the kittens. So I took a short video of them doing this and went inside and started writing this song. This is called Journey Through the Rain.
District, WFIN, and all the sponsors of the Riverside Summer Concert Series. We'll see you next year, unless Ann has something to say.
Thank you.